Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast am I. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 3rd of February, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19 on the island, so we have 8 active cases, none in Nobles. Almost a third of Lloyds Bank International workforce is going. Manx shellfish will get through to the EU, unlike the UK's. Pet transportation rules change once again, and domestic abuse is not a crime on the Isle of Man. All on post-lockdown 2, Freedom Day number 3.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fast am I, Alex Watton.
Fast am I. No new cases of COVID-19 have been detected in the Isle of Man. Government has released the figures for the last 24 hours. The current number of active cases is 8. Manx producers won't be affected by an EU ban on unprocessed shellfish arriving from the UK. The bloc has introduced a permanent ban on sales of live mussels, oysters and scallops to its member states. The Liberal Vanham Party is calling on Treasury to provide a COVID-focused budget for the next financial year. It's after concerns the department may try to recover the economy after the significant hit of the coronavirus pandemic to government reserves. Further afield, and the UK Prime Minister says coronavirus infection rates are still alarmingly high, despite the UK now vaccinating 10 million people with a first dose. The Health Secretary has described hitting that figure as hugely significant. England's Chief Medical Officer has also said we're beginning to see death rates falling. Vaccines specifically designed to tackle new variants should be ready to be rolled out by October. The team behind the Oxford AstraZeneca jab thinks the process is likely to be quick. And Boris Johnson's urging people to come out to clap for Sir Captain Tom Moore in about half an hour following his death yesterday. He says it's a chance to remember the Second World War veteran who raised millions for the NHS. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Alex from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Irish sea weather indicates some strong winds at sea on the Isle of Man this evening. Persistent and heavy rain on a fresh to strong easterly wind. The overnight minimum 7 degrees. There is a yellow weather warning for heavy rain until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Jerdain, tomorrow Thursday, wet start. It will dry up as the day goes on. Daytime maximum 8 degrees, down to 6 through the night. Into Friday, Jehenia, intermittent rain. Top temperature 7 degrees, dry and bright across the weekend. High water was at 20 past 3 this afternoon. Sunset 3 minutes past 5, about half an hour ago. Low water, 14 minutes to 10 tonight. High water, 18 minutes to 4 a.m. Sunrise 1:08 tomorrow morning. Low water 10:03. There's fog on the mountain road and the Ben McCree is in Douglas Harbour.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
The Treasury Minister is remaining buoyant about the banking industry on the Isle of Man despite 120 job losses today. Lloyds Banking Group has confirmed a third, 33% of its Isle of Man workforce is being made redundant, blaming a shift in customer trends. Alfred Cannon says the Isle of Man needs to adapt to the times and invest in digitalisation.
The whole issue, it's unfortunate in terms of timing. I think the important thing for us to emphasise at this stage is that it's not directly related to COVID as far as we understand it. This is very much about declining call volumes, about transaction levels, about a move to digital banking and a move away from cash. And that has impacted in terms of the way that people are conducting their banking and engaging with the staff on the island. And they've undergone a restructuring. On the plus side, they're pushing ahead with a move into their new building on Victoria Street, which is great news for the island. I've spoken at length with the island's director. They do see ongoing opportunities in terms of their offshore location, particularly on the Isle of Man, and the future with them looks strong and stable.
How much of a concern is this for you and the government? Banking is taking hit after hit, it seems, and it's seen as one of the biggest industries on the Isle of Man.
Yeah, I think there is going to be restructuring within banking. I think it is a challenge for the government to get to grips with this in terms of particularly the focus away now from big customer services teams, big cash transaction teams, as people now move more and more increasingly online. You know, we will see more and more of this digitalization. I think government very much recognizes that. We are trying to invest in terms of improving digitalization on the Isle of Man. And as opportunities fade away, other opportunities come along. So, you know, we are still strong.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Manx producers won't be affected by an EU ban on unprocessed shellfish arriving from the UK. The bloc's introduced a permanent ban on sales of live mussels, oysters and scallops to its member states. Ewan Gawn.
With the UK, and by extension the Isle of Man, now separated from the EU, officials there are now enforcing rules on live exports. It means any fishermen who want to transport produce to the EU must have had it treated in purification plants before it's exported. Many had completed this part of the process at facilities in Europe, but with the ban now in place, industry leaders in the UK say they don't have enough tanks to do it on home soil. This is slowing down the export process and making it less viable. The island's industry, worth around £21 million to the Manx economy, is protected from this, though. That's because our seafood exports, which include queenies, lobster, whelk and other species, are processed on the island. Products are purified in tanks here, packaged and sent with the accompanying health certificate, a requirement post-Brexit, to logistics hubs in the UK before they're shipped on to buyers in Europe. It means the ban won't affect our industry, but the producers here are still suffering from issues with shipping goods. They're now being sent in trucks along with British produce, and if one item in that truck falls short of the food standards now being enforced by the EU, the entire shipment is rejected. It's caused some usual supply lines in the UK to be disrupted, and that's had a knock-on effect. For example, some of our produce has had to go via Scotland rather than the usual route through a hub in Grimsby. On top of these issues, the post-Christmas period is usually a quiet time for sales, and the impact of coronavirus has decimated lucrative markets in France. But one thing producers here are sure of, though, is that European appetite for Manx shellfish remains strong.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bamacree left Heysham at a couple of minutes before two. She got into harbour some 20 minutes ago. And we'll be off again this evening at a 8:15. A later departure, later arrival, should be there shortly before midnight in Heysham. And departing at 2:15, back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Good evening, it's 22 minutes before 6. This is Update live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. Further changes to pet transportation rules have been implemented in case people let their guard down. The message from the Chief Minister, who's been explaining why the goalposts have changed once again. Tessa Hawley.
Just last week, there was good news for prospective pet owners with the news that an apparent miscommunication between relevant government departments was to blame for a total ban on pet transportation. That ban was lifted, and those expecting a new pet or who were taking their own away for treatment could travel freely to and from the island, observing the strict entry requirements on their return, of course. However, what was to many a lifeline, the ability to utilise someone already travelling to effectively babysit your pet on its journey home, has now been revoked. This was, as you may remember, an option that many people took advantage of in the run-up to the festive period when Operation Furry Bridge was born, and returning students brought more than their dirty laundry home for Christmas. Now, instead of being able to collect animals in a socially distanced manner from either the sea terminal or the self-isolation address of the traveller, pets must now isolate for the full 14-day period with the person who travelled. It's an issue Howard Quayle was pressed on in Tynwald yesterday by Douglas East MHK Claire Barber.
We think that is the safest way forward, because if I went away and I picked up my neighbour's cat, and it was a good friend, and you're handing the cat over to the person who's your good friend. You may be tempted to, I don't know, give them a hug or whatever, and you've spread unwittingly the disease. That is the concerns of our public health advisers. That's the advice we've been given. More than happy to have it revisited. And we have agreed to revisit this on a monthly basis.
Can I have them give
way? Yes, certainly.
Sorry, can I just clarify that the main risk is that they might hug each other? So it's a trust risk, or is the risk the actual container or the cat or the dog? I'm just for clarity.
It's a combination of everything. The lead, the animal, and the fact that someone may be encouraged to let their guard down.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
How do you attract new talent? Ask Finland, which recently offered workers worldwide the chance to relocate to Helsinki for 90 days, and they received over 5,000 applications. The programme aims to provide cultural training and assistance finding a home and remote workspace. And it's far more than just for the curious. Helsinki Business Hub aims to attract global talent to a city with roles in cybersecurity, health tech and gaming. Helsinki's got fewer than 1 million residents, and only 15 people were in the relocation package, although enthusiastic but unsuccessful relocators can opt into a database for Helsinki businesses to review. The pandemic's taken a massive toll on big oil, as demand has all but dried up, with global travel largely restricted and hordes of ex-commuters working from home now. The Wall Street Journal reported that the energy sector was the worst performing in the S&P 500 last year. Exxon and BP both reported annual losses of $22 billion and $18.1 billion, respectively, losses. And for Exxon, it was the fourth consecutive loss for the first time in modern history. ExxonMobil is investing $3 billion over the next 5 years in efforts to lower emissions, and a merger with Chevron was mooted last year, the market value of combined Exxon and Chevron topping $350 billion.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Make more empowered decisions about your international payments. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
It's 18 minutes before 6. UK and European stocks closed higher as positive market sentiments continue. The dollar traded higher. Oil rose in Asia, supported by an unexpected draw in US crude stockpiles. Silver regained momentum, and in corporate news, GlaxoSmithKline fell after saying that it expects 2021 earnings to decline. On the upside, Vodafone rallied as it said it was confident about the full-year outlook after its German business drove a return to organic growth in the third quarter. And the numbers at 5 o'clock from Ramsey Crookall just after 5 o'clock. The FTSE closed flat at 6,507. The DAX in Frankfurt closed up 0.7% at 13,933. Currently on in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial, that's just about flat at 30,659. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index flat again, 13,463. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up almost 0.2% at 3,833. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, 36.5 cents, €1, 13.5 cents, and 20 South African rand, 39.5 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold, again flat, literally up 0.8%, $1,836 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up just over 1.75% at $58.86.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
We're in day three of the lifting of restrictions following a rise in COVID-19 cases in the new year. Guernsey and Jersey are still in lockdown despite a relatively similar scenario. Lewis Foster spoke to the ITV Channel television reporter Gary Burgess.
Guernsey has done very similarly to the Isle of Man when there was that relatively small outbreak at the start of January. The difference is that the number of cases in Guernsey has grown significantly from that initial 4 cases a couple of Fridays back. As of today, we're at 329 active cases. But the island, like the Isle of Man, went hard and fast into lockdown. That they've still not sussed out the original source of every single case. Indeed, right now, 10 of the cases are of an unknown community source. And that was the reason for this hard, fast lockdown, because they couldn't trace the origin. They simply couldn't take the risk.
It's a different scenario in Jersey with a rise of up to 1,000 active cases in mid-December. Do you believe the last 2 months in Jersey have really changed the public mood over there?
I think the last 2 months in Jersey have solidified the mood of people who all along had wanted something more akin to the Guernsey and Isle of Man approach of trying to eliminate this virus from within the borders. There are others who have wanted what Jersey have effectively done, which is keep the borders open but with quarantine throughout. However, even for many of those people, they've been shocked by how quickly things can change. And I think there's broad agreements that the basic hands, face, space advice is something nobody can afford to ignore. And at political level, where it's been arguable that perhaps at times the economy has been the bigger focus than health and well-being, I think it's really notable since mid-late December, certainly from when they closed non-essential retail on Christmas Eve, it has been much more cautious and the messaging has been much more about health and well-being and prioritising that over the needs of the economy.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, there are currently more women playing cricket on the Isle of Man than ever before. Numbers have surged over the past 2 years thanks to a big drive by Isle of Man Cricket to get more girls involved through programmes like Fun Introduction Days and softball tournaments. Now there are enough female players for a whole women's softball league, and the gap between the island and its first ever national women's side is getting ever smaller. Sally Green is the Isle of Man Cricket Association community coach.
2-3 years ago we had probably under 10 women playing, women and girls playing regularly in the kind of boys, men's league cricket. We've now got over 100 women and girls playing regular cricket, softball cricket, but we're now working on that transition from softball to the traditional cricket ball, but also often a pathway for all women. If you want to play softball, that's great. If you want to play competitive softball, that's great. If you want to play the traditional cricket ball, that's also brilliant as well. So we've got areas for all women to play in and at all levels and abilities.
Further afield in tennis, and between 500 and 600 Australian Open players, officials and support staff will go into isolation after a worker at one of the event's quarantine hotels tested positive for coronavirus. However, players will be free to return to competing after a negative test. In football, and Chelsea women's boss Emma Hayes says it's an insult to suggest the AFC Wimbledon men's job would be a step up for her. She's been linked with taking over at the League One Strugglers, but Hayes says even if she was interested, they couldn't afford her.
I just don't know why anybody would ever think women's football is a step down, and coaching World Cup champions, players who have represented their country in the Olympics or European Championship, is a step down from anything. I think the football world needs to wake up.
And next year, we'll see the 40th anniversary of the Gay Games, the world's largest all-inclusive sporting event. For nearly 40 years, the FGG has brought people together from around the world for a quadrennial celebration of LGBTQ sport and culture. A total of 1,350 people took part in the first Gay Games in 1982. In 2022, the Gay Games will mark its 40 years by going to Asia for the very first time.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Main news, there is fog on the mountain road. Patchy, but it's still there knocking around, so do take care if you're heading over the top tonight. One departure from Ronald's Way, the 10 to 5 patient transfer, Loganair to Liverpool, left at 11 minutes past 5, some 20 minutes late. Due back at 20 to 7 this evening. On the roads, the face closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure in Peel. Stopping off at the moment, they're between the House of Menannan and the Boatyard. Elsewhere in Peel, Factory Lane and Chapel Lane closed for highway reconstruction. Work was delayed till the lockdown. It's on for another couple of weeks. Westlands and Peel is closed for almost 3 weeks for demolition, refurb and extension works. Cronk Road in Port St Mary's closed for gas main replacement. Station Park in Colby closed for curb replacement. Look out also in Ramsey, Glen Elphin Road. Parking suspended due to nearby construction. The unnamed lane at the back of Duke Street in Douglas by Villiers Square is closed for reconstruction of numbers 42 to 50 Duke Street till the beginning of June. And Quarterbridge Road in on the Peel Road is one way northbound only for curb replacement till the end of this month.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest free. Get more with Quayside.
The Manx government's been urged to pass a bill that would make domestic abuse a crime on the Isle of Man. Currently, offenders can only be charged with offences linked to it, like assault or criminal damage. The Domestic Abuse Act of 2020 is yet to be brought into action by the Department of Home Affairs, despite first being presented in government over a year ago. Paula Gelling is from Victim Support.
Any legislation to help victims of domestic abuse is really important, and the sooner we get that, the better, and to give more powers. So before, we didn't have powers about coercive control, for example, but there are perhaps some practical issues and policies that sort of need to be set in place, but we can't really afford to take our time over this. People are struggling on a daily basis, and so we'd like that implementation and action as soon as possible.
We're talking about domestic abuse today, and how big a problem is that currently on the Isle of Man, do you think? How much of it do you see?
We see an awful lot of it, and at any one time we've probably got 40-odd cases ongoing at any one time. So it is something that's always there and present and is, you know, very much the backbone and the bread and butter of our work. And it's not just what people might perceive as physical abuse. It is really penetrating to all sorts of areas, such as, like I say, psychological and emotional abuse. And now we're also, you know, more of a label on it. It's about controlling behaviour, coercive behaviour, and about how one person exerting more control over another person.
Can we just talk a little bit about what some of the signs of that might be and, you know, some of the warnings, basically, red lights for people to be looking out of in terms of that coercive behaviour?
So one thing could very much be about isolating from family and friends. And at first that might not be obvious because people wouldn't do things that are very obvious. It's more the subtle. And it can start off with, you don't need anybody else, we've got each other, you know, we're happy with ourselves and type basis. It can be things like, well, you know, we're having an open relationship, so there's no reason why I can't check your phone and, you know, see what messages you're sending and who's sending messages to you. That sort of thing. That's very controlling behaviour. And like I say, it can start off quite innocent, you know, we shouldn't keep any secrets from one another, but then can actually be very much an interrogation on who that person is who you're speaking to and not allowing them to speak to particular individuals.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
7 minutes before six, the Liberal Vannan Party is calling on the Manx Treasury to provide a COVID-focused budget for the next financial year. It follows concerns about how the department may try to recover the economy after the C-19 pandemic hit government spending and hard. The chair of Liberal Vannan is Paul Wetherill.
There's a danger that Treasury might decide that now is the time to start recouping some of the money that's been spent over the last 12 months. And we're saying this year isn't the time to do that. We realise that it will have to be paid back at some point, but we think it should be over a longer period. And this coming year, I think we need to be still focused on COVID, and perhaps there'll still be a need for additional expenditure rather than increasing taxes and cutting back on spending.
And what areas particularly then do you think the extra money needs to be spent?
Okay, well, in terms of health and social care, we need to ramp up and complete the vaccination program. So that's going to take resources, staff resources, even if we're getting the vaccine for free. Although I'm not sure whether we may be asked to repay UK government for whatever supplies we get. And also waiting lists. Once the pandemic is behind us, there's been a lot of people had to put off operations and consultations because of the pandemic and the restrictions on nobles, etc. So we need to make sure the health service is sufficiently funded to reduce waiting lists. And we don't know, to be honest, what next winter is going to bring. We're hoping that the vaccination will solve all of our problems with the pandemic. But until next winter arrives and perhaps COVID returns, we won't know how effective the vaccine is in reducing infections and continuing problems with hospitalization, etc. Number of other areas, as businesses and individuals have suffered financial loss over the last 12 months. This tourist season coming up is not going to be great. Certainly won't be an early start to it. Possibly July and August will be fine. And that's great for those in the hospitality sector and travel and holiday accommodation providers. And I hope they have a very successful summer. But they'll be recouping losses from last year. And I think they'll still need financial help. And now's not the time to hit them with any increased stealth taxes or any other taxes.
The news is next on Banks Radio, followed by Chris Kinley with the greatest hits on earth and a coronavirus update at 7 o'clock tonight. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Alex Watton. And by the way, thanks to our podcast audience listening anywhere in the world and at any time, day or night. Remember, check the podcast at Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, Spotify, or by the TuneIn app. And I'll catch you tomorrow night. W-I-N-T